each and every child possesses a different quality, which in turn shows in the way they play as well. So it's the mom's heartbeat and the dad's feelings, which is really important for the kid. See, every woman in this whole entire world, they would say, this is the moment which I haven't felt before in my life.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Reach Her Podcast. We hear you, and this is a platform for all budding women out there. This is Madhumati here with you, along with our guest today, and our guest today is Tarangini. Let's welcome her. Hello, Tarangini. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How's the lockdown situation there?
Yeah, it's like really fun here since I got a one-year-old kid with me.
Yeah.
So it's just the time is flying like something, and yeah. it's motherhood, yeah. Right? Yeah.
True. So how does motherhood feel? Like, it's been a year since you're a mother. So how does it feel?
Obviously, it has made me a better person in everything, mentally, physically, and everything. And it's kind of taught me many things in my life, how to face the situation, how to tackle everything. And it has taught me so much, and most importantly, patience. Patience is the thing, yeah.
So how did you come up with this idea of being a guide on parenting? How did you come up with this idea?
See, actually, I did my psychology in correspondence in my higher degree.
Okay.
By the meantime, after I got married, and instantly I shifted temporarily to some other place.
Okay.
And after that, I got a kid. And so all these were just moving around. And so I really can't concentrate in my studies.
Okay.
But after having a baby, this parenting thing has really inspired me so much in like learning stuff. It's created a spark in me. Parenting is also a part of psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of going in a wide range, I thought of concentrating on a particular topic, and
okay,
it suits my current situation as well. And that's how I got interested in
that. That is nice. Like, you use your situation for betterment. Like, it is your interest also,
mm-hmm,
and you're doing a better job also.
Obviously.
Yeah. How important is this to understand child psychology?
Actually, it's really important, because many say child is a mini adult. That's not right, actually. A child is a child always. That is what I say, because you can't have the same manners when you grow up as well. Even your eating habits, even the way you walk, the way you talk, everything keeps on changing. So how can you compare an adult with a baby? And that's what they're trying to say. Yeah, it's really, really important that people must know the growth and development of the child, especially during the first 4 to 5 years of the child. Many things happens in babies and infants and toddlers' time. You have to understand each and every phase of the baby, so that as a parent, it will create a great insight for us as well, and we will feel little secure. So because we come to know this is what is really happening inside their lives and such,
yeah,
things, so they will be less cranky, we will be less cranky as well. And that's how it's really important to know the child psychology, I can say. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Like, understanding child psychology, I thought it was just about observing them and all these things, but I didn't know that will make a difference in them also. Like, making a child less cranky is really nice thing to do.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah. So you also, I got to know that you also have a business that you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how are you able to, because the child is really young, like 1 year old baby, it needs all the attention. How are you able to juggle between both?
And this one is like a really good question, and I can say family is a really important measure, and the family plays a greater role in this time. Since it's my family business, And there are like around 6 people, excluding the baby. So including it's 7. So there are many people to take care of the baby, and they need to understand my situation and my interests and desires. And only if they take care of the baby, like quite sometimes when I am not around, it's really important. The family supports and the parent support, husband support is really important. Just, yeah. So I make her sleep. And I go to the store. So once she is awake, my mom-in-law, everyone tries to feed her food. And by the meantime, 1 or 2 hours, maximum 3 hours, I come back to home. I do my job, just 3 hour job, because I go there, take videos, post it and just come back. But taking video is really big toll, because it's only a 10 minutes job, but it has got a bigger background work. I have to select the things, choose it. Yeah. And that's how it's taking me 3 hours there. I need some rest in between, at least 10 minutes of rest, so that I will look fresh in my videos and such things. It's really important to keep my face fresh as well, so that it doesn't hurt or indirectly taunt many, that's what.
So in your videos on your page, you talk about many things about parenting. Like one major thing that you've spoken about is this schemas, different type of schemas that you talk about. Tell us about what are these schemas.
Schemas are just the methods of child play, you can see. Yeah, normally every kid plays. Yeah. But if you keenly observe each and every kid, each child's play will be really different in manners. One child loves to just run around the place. One child just loves to hang from the tree bars and something like that. They will do ups and downs and everything. One child, like so calm and quiet, they will love to just keeping on stacking things, arranging things. So each and every child possesses a different quality, which in turn shows in the way they play as well. Yeah. So these are the schemas that I was talking about. There are like 8 schemas. Each kid, if they've been offered with a toy or any other object, the method of play will be really different. Okay. Where one can determine the future job of the kid as well. That's important the schemas are, because what the child is doing currently, that is the job or
that
their
child will have those
yes that's what it's the way to the play. Maybe some kids love mostly playing with the kitchen sets, means they love being a chef in the future. If they love playing with a doctor set and such thing, they love being a doctor or something related to medical field. So it's the kind of toy they choose and the method of place, which is a really important factor determining their future roles as well. Yeah.
Like when I was going through these schemas, it mostly spoke about, like, for example, there's one schema where the child likes to keep things moving, and then the other one is like it likes to arrange things in a particular order. So based on these, is it the attitude and the character of the child is determined, like, in the future? So that is how it goes.
It's not the attitude and the character, I can say. It's the likes and dislikes, we can say. It's like as you can see, enveloping schema is nothing but they love to envelop things inside some, yeah, like that. Those kids love to being and mingling around people. Tend to be more attached to the peers and such things. So it's like their characteristics and mannerisms. I cannot say it's like a bigger thing, but obviously, sure.
The fundamental thing is that one.
Obviously, yeah.
So can a child have multiple schemas of it? Does that mean anything?
Yes, the child can have multiple schemas as well.
Okay.
It's not that each child has one schema. They can even have 4 to 5 schemas as well.
Okay. So you also speak about the toys that are to be given to the children and all these things. So what is your advice on the toys that children play with?
Toys are really integral, fun part in child's growth. And in this case, I would say that toys
Hello.
Play with the toys. As you can see, the people in villages and slum kids, they don't afford much for buying toys. They only play with the things which they find themselves, like vessels and tree branches and leaves and stuff. That's how it's taking on mindsets in the child's mind, where each toy possesses a different different kind of in kids, because there are some toys which are called as role plays. There are some educational toys as well, like which has that 1, 2, 3s and ABCDs and alphabet and such things.
Yeah.
So there are stuffed toys, stuffed animals, stuffed with some sponges and some thermocol rolls and balls and such things. So those are sensory toys. They'll touch and feel. Babies can touch and feel what's happening inside. So each and every toy, there are varieties of toys available in market, but it's our own parents' thing to carefully choose which is needed for the kids according to the interests and according to the ages as well.
So even the toys that they play with will add on to their thinking and their abilities and all these things, right?
Yes. Obviously, it's we the ones who should allow them to choose the toys. Instead, we go and buy the toys. So you can take your kid along with them instead of just pushing them to play with this toy, because all the times the kid cannot keep learning. True. Always. They need to play for something. You just can't stuff everything in their minds because they are always playful. The kids are playful. And that's why the syllabus of them, the syllabus of us is varied in a very large extent as well. Yeah, that's how they can concentrate only for just 5 minutes. That's it. They can't concentrate much. So they really need toys which will allow them to explore their creativity as well.
So what is this 20 toy rule that you've spoken about, Taru?
Yeah. Actually, this 20 toy rule is nothing but which has been followed from the early 1980s, where it was, it's now coming back, I can say, because at that time it was started in Germany, where in a small preschool, it was started like an
activity
and how can I say, experiment. They started experimenting with one preschool with a kid. With the kids there, they took away all the toys, crayons, papers, pencils, and they just had only the regular school things, what we have in our schools, just the chalkies, board, chairs, and tables. Okay. So when the kids started, the next day, the kids found that there are no toys, and so they were really very confused, and they don't know what to do more after that. Because all these days, they were playing with toys,
and
crayons, and papers.
There.
Disappeared. Yeah, it was really like shocking for them. But as the days passed by, they themselves found a way to hit the boredom. Like they went around the corridors, they plucked the leaves, branches, they picked up stones and such things and started making their own creative little things.
Nice.
Yeah, that's how this activity was started. So when there is a less amount of toys, the more the creativity. That is what this 20 toy rule. The 20 toy rule is not that you have to exactly have 20 toys. It can be less toys as well. It can be even 5 toys. But it should be really helpful for the kids as well. The rotation of toys is really important because the kid can't keep playing with the same toys, same number of toys and such things. They too will get bored at some point. So it's our parents' thing. We have to make the child choose toys. Maybe some parents would have bought toys already. Mm-hmm. And those who think how to implement 20 toy rule is that you have to ask the kid to pick the toys themselves. And the rest toys, we can just keep it aside or you can donate or something. It's according to your wish. And only then the kid will know the importance of each and every toy the kid has, so that it doesn't exclude the toys they were playing with. So only then the kid will come to know, I haven't played with this toy for a quite while. Should I keep it or just leave it?
Decision making starts there.
Exactly. These are all life skills and lessons for the kids.
True.
Yes. And hence it is really important for the kids as well.
That's nice. Like, I didn't know that there were these kind of methods to bring in creativity, because when we see so many advertisements, so much of marketing happening around, the market saying this is good for your kid, go buy this thing for your kid, it'll improve the creativity and all these things. So, but there are such simple methods to do it. It's really necessary for our parents to understand all these concepts. Thank you so much for that. So, so you have been like it's just been a year since you've got into motherhood, and how was the difference? Like before that, how was it? How was things? And after that, how was it? What difference do you find, and how nice do you feel about it?
There are obviously ups and downs in both, actually, because we were just taking care of us, our husband and family. Mm-hmm. But there is an extra member in the family, which is so much depending on just the mom. Mm-hmm. Even though there are many, it's so much attached to the mom, since we are the ones like feeding them and everything, because they don't know except anyone except us, because they keep on hearing our heartbeats right from the day one, because that is the first and foremost sound the kids keep hearing in their thing. So it's the mom's heartbeat and the dad's feelings which is really important for the kid. Obviously, we were so playful and so enjoying everything before pregnancy. And after pregnancy, it comes entirely, the concentration entirely turns towards the child, as because since they are cute little parasites attaching to us all the times, because they can't live without the support of us as well. We have to take them to take bath, feed them, make them sleep, play with them and everything, because each and every thing in this world is new for them. Mm-hmm. So it's our utmost care and attention which we give to a kid. This is really important. Sometimes we may even feel down. Oh my God, my life is going like this. Me and kid. It's not like that. It just automatically turns out the way you were before. Once the kid reaches the 3 years of age, once they go to preschool or something like that.
Everything
that is quite normal, and you can get back to your normalcy life as well. That's what.
So now that it's been a year, so you're able to cope with it. Like, how was it the moment you gave birth? How did you feel at that moment? Like, you saw your baby. How were your emotions?
See, every woman in this whole entire world, they would say this is the moment which I haven't felt before in my life, because that is the most toppest moment for a woman, because only woman has the capability of giving birth to a child, and only they can have the feeling. That's a very painful, very heartful, very soulful, very grateful mixture of feelings, I can say.
Okay.
Someone will have like a good pregnancy, some will have bad pregnancy because of their baby's position, mother's health and something. But after giving birth, it's their the baby's smile which will just vanish everything, all the wounds in your body, mentally and physically. It's really the ultimate thing. Only when you give birth, you can feel like that, they can say. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really an ultimate feeling. Yeah.
That is really nice. I mean, like, most of us have heard mothers say all these things, but there are many things that only motherhood, when you feel it, you'll actually get to know what it actually feels.
Yes.
So until then, we won't understand all these things. So we talking about the attention that we give to the children, you take like a few, like 2-3 generations back, people used to have a lot of kids. Like, there used to be some 7-8 kids and to a couple. So at that time, they wouldn't have been able to give individual attention to these children. But talking about this current situation, we talk a lot about giving attention to children and taking care of them and observing them. It has changed a lot. So how important, I mean, what will this have a different kind of an impact on coming generations? What do you think about that?
Obviously, it will have a greater impact, because even without any concentration, there are kids who became a greater success in their future life, in their job, in their married life as well. When you give a particular concentration in just a single kid, or you can have multiple that as well. In this world, it's very much required in this competitive world, I can say, because each and every kid is like very, very talented. You cannot just underjudge anyone just by their looks and their colors and something.
True.
It's really, really important that we impose good things on the kids. And as a parent, we have to train ourselves first. We have to know the basic amenities first, and then we have to take it to the kids instead of just partially knowing what is happening. We have to go deeper, know it, and then we have to impose it in our kids.
Okay, that's nice. So like nowadays, then even though they had a lot of kids, maybe they had a bigger family and many people to interact with the kid, and they had a lot of engagement within the family. But now, since it's becoming nuclear, children are like either left with some nannies, or they're left in play schools very earlier. What kind of impacts will that have on the children?
It's really a sad part, I can say, because many people prefer because they have their job, nature of job, plus because of the nature of the family situations, there's some fights between mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws and something. It's their personal issue. But it's really having a greater impact on kids, I can say, because every kid most importantly needs their grandmothers and grandfathers, because they are the storytellers for the kids. They are the ones who is just hanging around with the kid when the mom and dads are not around. Even in my home, there is my mother-in-law, father-in-law, and there is father-in-law's mother and father who entirely take care of the baby when I'm in kitchen. So morning I finish all my routines, and that entire time they are the ones who are taking care of her. So it's really easy for me to complete my task as well, and they have the satisfaction of being with their granddaughter, great-granddaughter for a while, playing with her, seeing her growing up, crawling, walking, running and everything. So it's really like a sweet memory. They would have got their things when their child grown up. So all this past comes in the mind. So it's really important, and they will know only when the kid is with a joint family, they will know the family rules and regulations, bondingness, love, affection, patience, perseverance, everything. Now that is what the soft skill trainers are trying to impose. But when you're in the joint family, nothing is needed.
It comes naturally.
You're learning by your, it's natural. You're learning by yourself. You know, they say vittu kuduthal, right? It's really, really, that is the important thing.
Sharing is caring.
Especially, obviously, that is really. So when there is food which is lagging for two people, so you can share them, you can keep them aside. Since they are elder ones, since they are younger ones, all these thoughts only then comes to our minds. Else, we are the ones who will take the entire lot for us. So this is really important in this case. Yeah.
So true. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no wonder they said family is the first university. I mean, you learn so many things that because of this new nuclear family becoming a trend and everything like that. Even at the job, even when they grow into a bigger place and all those things, that selfishness comes. But people who are grown within a family, they know they're naturally happy people. When I have seen and interacting with my friends who were brought up in a joint family, that difference is seen like very outright.
Obviously.
Yeah. So like there are young mothers out there, like maybe in their pregnancy, or the mothers who are expecting very soon, there is some sort of nervousness in them, obviously. So because you don't know how is it going to be, how are you going to feel, is it going to be fine, and all these things. What are your advice for them? How can they overcome that?
Pregnancy is like a very normal phase in each and every living being in this entire world, starting from hand, from this big human being, or a great whale or elephant. Whatever you take, everyone are getting pregnant and delivering their babies in a smoother pace. So it's not that you are doing the only one in this world wild world doing that. So there is nothing to be afraid of. The mindset is very important during the pregnancy. How happy you are, how enthusiastic you are during the entire pregnancy, it's going to affect the baby's mood till the later years of the life, even till their death. So if you feel depressed during their pregnancy, the baby born will be even be with anxiety and depression. So if only you are happy during your pregnancy, the baby tend to be happy, so socializing and so everything and enthusiastic. So the mindset is really important. Nothing's going to happen. Either it's going to be a normal delivery or cesarean delivery. Somehow the baby is going to come out. So you don't want to just brag about I want to have a cesarean or normal delivery. It's your mindset. Just keep on telling the baby that you're going to have a normal delivery. And your baby also will support. Just keep on hearing you. It'll turn to the position of the normal delivery. And seriously, it really plays an important role. Because only if you're frightened, the baby also tends to frighten and it doesn't know what to do. Yeah, so if you're happy, that's what I was keeping telling to my baby. I want a normal delivery. I want a short delivery. I want to be happy in this test. I seriously had a normal delivery and short delivery.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a live example. I will say to many, don't just keeping on bragging about you'll get only cesarean. Even though it's cesarean normally, it's still your baby. So just keep happy, stay safe, do all the exercises, take good intake, good food, have a good rest, hear good positive things, thoughts and everything. That's it. It's as simple as that.
So what are the practices, like maybe in terms of exercising or maybe in terms of diet? So what kind of things, activities should they do during pre and post delivery?
Pre-delivery, when you are before starting to plan for a baby, make sure that you and your husband both are in perfect weight, perfect diet, perfect health as well. Only if you correct your body, the baby will be forming inside you. If you are weak or if you don't have any problems within your body, there is a less chances that you can conceive a baby. So it's really take very important to take care of your health and your husband's health. After conceiving a baby, the doctor will suggest you few tablets, just multivitamins and calcium tablets. Have that regularly. They will say to continue even after the delivery of the baby till you feed. I'm still having my calcium tablets. So doctor said me to have till I breastfeed my baby. So I'm still having it just to compensate the calcium intake in our body. That's what. Follow the doctor's advice. Start doing exercise right from the 7th month, because before that the baby will be too small. After 7th month, the baby will be firm enough to handle your movements. So after 7th month, you have to ask your gynecologist. Because for some moms, doctor will be suggesting not to do exercise because of the position of the cord inside the baby. That's what. So it's very important to talk with your doctor whether you should start doing exercise or not. Then continue doing yoga, exercises, meditation, good food, great sleep, and that's it. It's really very important.
So after the baby is born, like for the baby, how to take care?
After the baby is born, surely they will say in Tamil that pathiya sapadu, right? They will say like just to have sore foods and spicy foods a little bit down than healthy. The other everything, because they have to have the traces in that breast milk as well, because the baby can't handle that much soreness and hotness in their breast milk. So it's easier for the baby to digest as well. And that's why they are saying to take in the minimal amounts than the other foods. So after 3 months or 4 months, you can start doing your after pregnancy exercises and your intake before than before pregnancy. After pregnancy intake is really very important for moms, because their strength and determination is everything. Only they have good food and they have a good milk supply, because they have to feed themselves, they have to feed for the baby. So they have to take nutritious food. I'm not saying a heavy amount, nutritious balanced diet, some vitamins, some iron, some protein, some fat, and something. Have to have a balanced rich diet, and quite few exercises is really important.
That's really you know, these are like very I don't know how to put it, like these are so many things that you have to follow throughout. It is not just for this period of 10 months, it goes beyond that. So
obviously,
yeah. So what are other activities or games or anything that the parents can do it with the children, like in the initial stages, like when they start crawling or even before the toys come into their play?
This is where the traditional games come into existence. We play Kannampuchi, Kannampuchi and say this, no? Even if I do my daughter Kano, and she will take the remove her hands by herself and say Puchi like that. So then the people, the kids trying to do imitate us. So this is, this is what is happening. You just not need to have toys and some things. All these little activities, just running around, Kola Palaya Mundrikas and everything. These songs in the, seriously, these songs, even though may seem very boring and so old, these songs are really well written for babies and their activities, physical activities as well. See how the baby responds. Don't keep on singing Jack and Jill and English rhymes. There are many Tamil rhymes which is very, very important for the growth of the babies, because even when you listen to the words of the Eid song, no, Kola Kolaya Mundrika Naraya Naraya Suttiva, they say. So Suttiva in the sense they have to just circulate around in the chasm. That's what is imposing. Kana Puchi means they have to put their hands like this. Kanna Muchi Rere Kanda Pidiare, they have to search. So each and every song is trying to impose some activities on the kids, which is allowing them to do something on the kids. So it's not that the toys, even the toys will allow you to sit in one place and play with your hands. But all these kind of other activities will make your entire body move from that place. So it's really important in infusing all these traditional activities and poems and everything into your kids. It's really fun to see, it's fun to play, and it's so nostalgic as well.
So true. Like when we play with the kids and all, when we tell all these things, they listen to it and they'll have to do it. So multiple things are getting involved.
Happening.
And when they grow with their grandparents and great grandparents in your case, and when they tell the stories about how you people grew up, it is all a nice thing to recollect, and it's all a happy moment over there. So. Yes. So, is there anything else that you would want to tell the girls and mothers and parents out there?
See, parenting is an art. Only if you learn it in a slower pace. You have done many degrees and schoolings as well. See, how is it possible for you to complete a degree? All the foundation were laid when you studied in school. So, all this parenting is also like a degree. It's an art. It is a kalai. So it comes only by learning. So you just not need to just hurry up. The kid is not going to go anywhere. Just take it in a slow pace. Go along with the kids. Don't take kids along with you. We have to move along with the kids. That is what is really important. Be a good parent. Be a good idol. Instead of enforcing negative reinforcement, put positive reinforcements in kids' minds. Only then the positivity will stay in their minds. Even though when you're negative, the kid will make you positive, and it's really important for their mental health, especially in today's COVID-19 situation. It's really important for the mental health of the babies as well as the people inside their homes. So nothing is not gonna hurry, everything is gonna be slow. Take it in a safer pace, slower pace, and it'll lead you to a happy place. That's it.
Thank you so much, Taru. It was really nice talking to you. And I'm sure most of the people would have got to know a lot about the parenting tips, like so much of psychology that we'll have to understand in the process of parenting. Thank you so much for your time, Taru.
Thank you so much, Madhu. It was really nice and fun interacting with you as well. You keep on hearing so patiently to whatever I say. And really, thank you so much for having me around.
Thank you so much. We are glad that you are here to share so much of insights that you've got.
Thank you.
To the audience, thank you for your time. Thank you for your patient listening. Stay tuned until the next episode. Until then, this is Madhumati signing off from Reach Her Podcast. We hear you, and this is a platform for all budding women out there. Thank you.
Reach Skyline. Embrace digital.